Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Wingo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Elam Van Gilder. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Leo Durocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. McManus reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave takes first base on ball four. McManus moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Musel moves to second. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. McManus reaches second base with a double. Van Gilder moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durocher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango hits a fly ball into center field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 1 in the game. Wingo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Bango and he is out, Koenig applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wingo who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wingo. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Combs scores. It's 1 to nothing, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wingo who is chasing the ball. Ruth reaches third base with a triple. Gehrig scores. It's 2 to nothing, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wingo, who is chasing the ball. Musel reaches third base with a triple. Ruth scores. It's 3-0, Yankees. George Smith now pitching. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Musel tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Yankees. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-1 in the game. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-1 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bengo moves to third. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hargrave hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Durocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kernick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 2 in the game. Durocher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bango hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 2 in the game. Wingo hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher misplays the ball. That's an error on Durocher. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan juggles the ball. That's an error on Dugan. Tavener moves to second. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Bill Sweeney. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Noon now playing first base. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dugan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Dugan moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kernick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Musel moves to third. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 3 in the game. DeRozier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.